The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Last weekend at the SAG Awards, the Best Supporting Actor went to Ki-Hee Kwan for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and it made him the first Asian actor ever to win a SAG Award. That's a big deal, and I think that he and a lot of others felt like they were finally seen. That's the title of a new book by our next guest, best-selling author Kelly Yang, has written for middle grades, the book Finally Seen. It deals with censorship, and it also deals with intolerance, and it's a bit of her story as well. She's on the line with us right now. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. It is kind of amazing that here in 2023, the first ever Asian actor to win a SAG Award for individual performance in film. What was your reaction to that?
Oh, my gosh. I watched his speech, and I was just, it's so emotional. It means so much, and I can just imagine, you know, the challenges of all the people who may have said to him at one point, you can't be this lead role, you can't do this. And that's something that I certainly have heard a great deal of in my life as well, so I'm really, really proud.
Which I think to a lot of us is shocking, and you would say, no, not shocking at all, it happens all the time. What led you to, and what made this the right time to write the book, again, aimed at middle grade kids, Finally Seen?
Absolutely. You know, first of all, this book started, for me at least, with a question that I kept getting asked everywhere I went, which is, what was it like to have your book banned? Mm. I wrote this amazing children's book called Front Desk. It was amazing because it was one of the first that had an Asian American girl on the cover, and it was about my childhood experience growing up working in a motel with my parents. It meant a great deal to a lot of people because, as you mentioned, you know, we don't really have a lot of movies and shows and books that where we can really see our experience reflected. And so for a lot of kids all over this country, that book meant a lot to them. It was maybe the first time they saw themselves in a book until it got banned. And it did get banned in certain districts, a few districts all over the place, in New York and Pennsylvania and in Nevada as well. And it was a really gutting experience. I wanted to turn that experience into something beautiful, into something that was empowering and that could have, and we can start this conversation around what does it mean to have the freedom to read? What is at stake here?
When Front Desk was published, Kelly, did you have an inkling that, oh boy, we may be running into some problems here, this is a book that may get banned, or did it completely blindside you when it started to get banned?
It completely blindsided me. I just wanted to write a book about my authentic experience as an immigrant child, trying to do my best at school and, you know, find my voice, find my confidence in this country, even while my parents were struggling in this job, struggling to put food on the table. So I had no idea that any of this would be, quote-unquote, inappropriate, right? And it still shocks me to this day that people might want to ban books. Because for me as a parent, I would so much rather books be read by my kids so that we can have conversations. You know, that to me is the real value of books, is that we can have conversations together and that I can be there for my kids to talk to them about anything so they can see me as a person to go to. So it's shocking to me when parents and school districts want to ban books. It makes absolutely no sense. It certainly does not prepare kids for the real world.
Tell us a bit about your new book and how it addresses book banning.
So in Finally Seen, it's a story about a 10-year-old immigrant girl named Lena Gao who moves to this country by herself because her parents and her little sister have already moved here. They've been here for 5 years without her. And this whole time she's been living in Beijing with her grandmother, just kind of waiting for them to send for her. And so when she finally comes, she is thrilled and she's relieved, but she's also got a lot of emotions. She's really confused and angry. Why did you leave me there for 5 years? Why did you pick my little sister and not me? So she's got a lot that she's processing. And she doesn't really think that anyone can possibly understand what she's going through until she picks up a book. And it's a magical book. It's a book that just opens up everything for her. It's a book about the immigrant experience. And for the first time, she sees herself in this book. And she's really excited to read it with her classmates. And hopefully they'll understand a little bit more about her. But somebody in the class, their parents have a problem with the book. And it starts to get challenged. And now Lena has the decision to make. You know, this whole time she's been pretty invisible, I would say. You know, she hasn't really said much. She keeps a very low profile at school. And now she has a choice to make. Does she step into the spotlight in order to speak up and protect this book that means so much to her, or does she choose to stay unseen? And I think that it is something that I hope empowers a lot of kids to choose the future that they want.
We are in an era right now where there are a number of book challenges. It seems like book banning is on the uprise across the country. Why do you think that is, and what would you suggest to stem that tide of book challenges?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're seeing unprecedented numbers. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands of book bans across districts all over the country. The reason, I think people are afraid. You know, people are seeing the world change at such a rapid pace, and it's almost like an attempt to ban the future. But we can't ban the future, and we know that future is going to be diverse because we know the present is already diverse. So we cannot ban the future. All we're doing then by banning books is we're banning our kids' ability to thrive in the future, to be able to get along with people in the future, to be able to know how to deal with people from all walks of life when they go to work one day in the modern workplace. Why on earth would we want to ban that? Why would we want to make it hard for our kids to succeed? I think that's what is at stake here. And that's the purpose of school, is to prepare kids for the future. So when we ban books, we're directly banning schools' abilities to do that.
This is a book that, you know, finally seen, you know, other, you know, Asian kids are going to read this and they're going to see themselves in it and they will feel finally seen as well. But, you know, most American kids that have been born and raised in this country, and adults as well, most of us, you know, you were just telling me, you know, your immigrant experience. Man, most of us can't even relate to that at all. What a gift to be able to hear somebody else's story and understand what it's like to be left behind for 5 years and to finally migrate to the U.S., you know, as a child.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes maybe something that you haven't experienced, but you'd be surprised. A lot of kids, they're able to talk to their grandparents about their experience. Mm. We're a country filled with immigrants. You know, we all have a story. We all have a story of how we got here, right? And so I think that it hopefully will open up a lot of conversations.
I think it will. Kelly, I appreciate you telling us about it this morning. Again, the book is called Finally Seen by bestselling author Kelly Yang. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. The book is Finally Seen by author Kelly Yang.